Reporter's Notebook.
This is Dan Raviv in Washington. Feel like giving thanks? Thursday is the annual holiday for that. Whether your candidate won or lost just over 2 weeks ago, you could be thankful for our democracy. You might take the opportunity to debate at your family's dinner table what happened this year and what's likely to happen after Donald Trump is sworn in as president. By then, January 20th, he'll almost certainly have his cabinet lined up and other senior officials. The U.S. Senate, controlled by Republicans, will surely confirm his nominees. As for the policies he'll pursue, especially at the start, the president-elect has announced some priorities, notably withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership right away. He says negotiating separate trade agreements with nations in Asia will do a lot more to protect U.S. jobs. That's his top priority if other emergencies don't get in the way. Happy holiday. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.